Okay, good morning, class. Today my lecture will be on Vitakka. Okay, Vitakka. Yesterday, I explained the natures of Vitakka, the characteristics of Vitakka. Arambane Chittasa Abhinirupana Lakhano. According to the text, this explanation of characteristics of Vitakka. I think yesterday I wrote, okay, Arambani Chittasa Abhinirupana Lakhano. Vitakka means Abhinirupana. Just a translation is initial application, applying. Okay, Vitakka. So, Aramani Chidasa Abhinirupana Lakhano, it has the characteristic of ascending or making the mind ascend unto the object. It has the characteristic of making Chitta ascend unto the object. That is the meaning, depending on Vitakka, Chitta ascends to the object. Okay? So Chitta perceived the object. Consciousness perceived the object through the power of Vitakka. Otherwise, cannot perceive the object. There are many phenomena working together. They have different functions. Some are slightly different functions. Like that, it is a conducive. Passa is a contact. Passa make the chitta communicate contact to the object. But Vitakka make ascend chitta. Vitakka makes chitta ascend to the object. Passas only communicate. Vitakka ascend. Through Vitakka, chitta ascend to the object. Maybe these are confusable, or manasikaras also, you see, directed towards the object. Manasikara directs chitta towards the object. Chetana encouraged an object. Chetana encouraged chitta an object. So they are working together. There are many conditions. Many conditions, chitta and object, or chitta perceived to the object, there are many conditions. If you contemplate your life, you can find easily and then. You also have many conditions, many organs are used to walk. Isn't that? There are how many conditions if you walk on the road? Yeah, many working together. I see, okay? Yeah, here, like that, many work by leg. So many we have. So like that, chitta also cannot be one mental properties can perform like that. Running car on the roads also many conditions. So if you contemplate it, many conditions are necessary to perform some work. But they have different conditions, different characteristics. Eye is not like ear. Eye's function is seeing. Ear's function is hearing. Isn't that? So chitta are also different. Chittasikas are also different. They have different functions to perform. If Once you contemplate it like that, you can understand the nature of phenomena. But we think all together, we think that is I. Isn't that? All together, body and mind all together, we say I. If in ultimate sense, if we searching for the I, we cannot find I. Only phenomena. Therefore, Sutta Dhamma Pavadanti Evidam Samadhasana. Very popular, this verse. This verse, who recites? That is a lady, woman, Terry. This is a, I think this is Vajira Terry. Vajira. Vajira Terry's verse, very beautiful. His Dhamma knowledge is so high. Do you know this verse? What is it there? Bhikkhuni Sayodha. Do you remember the verse? Come, huh? Ah, yes, correct. Yathahi anga sambara hoti sadorato iti. Yathahi anga sambara hoti sadorato iti. Ewan kandesu sandesu hoti sadodi samuti. Yes, all are working together. And Venerable Buddha Gosa explained, Kammasa karko nati vipakasa cha vireko sudha dhamma bhavatandi evedam samadhasana. Very beautiful verses. To recite, thinking of the meaning, considering the meaning, to increase dhamma knowledge. That is yoni sammanasikara. It is can increase yoni sammanasikara by reciting these verses. Okay? So, Vitaka also, Vitakan Nesaya Chaitan Aramanam Arohati, depending on Vitaka, Chaita ascends to an object. It is Vitaka that makes Chaita ascend to an object. Okay? But, just the translation is initial application. But, it's sometimes the thought, in colloquial meanings, a thought. In meditation, if he contemplated vitaka, during meditation time, if you meditate on mind and matter, when the natures of vitaka appeared, manifest, how yogis find out the natures of vitaka? According to text, it is said, Aramani Chaitasa Ananaya Pachupatano Aramani Chaitasa Ananaya Pachupatano. That is the Dhamma, how to manifest, how to become manifested in the knowledge of yogi who contemplate. Aramani Chaitasa Ananaya Pachupatano. The yogi will contemplate Vitaka. He realized Vitaka. I explained the meanings, just the translations. It is manifested. Pachupatana means manifested. It is manifested. It is manifested to bring Chaita towards an object. Ananaya means bring towards the object. So it is manifested to bring Chaita towards an object. Ananaya. Aramani Chaitasa. That is a case here genitive case better than meaning used as the object here. But the case ending is genitive. But because of anenaya, according to the grammar, like kamasta karko, like that, according to grammar, it's used not accusative case, it is used genitive case. You can say that is usage. Okay? Pali usage. Aramani chitasa ananaya pachupatthano. If there is ananaya, like that, there, so, like a kamasakarana. Kamasakarana, not kamangarana. Kamasakarana. Genitive case and is used. So, aramani chaitasa, but ananaya, pachupatthano, okay, it is manifested to bring chaita towards an object. That is the meaning of, that is, this explains how vitakka come into manifesting in the knowledge of Dhamma Yogi. When you contemplate, meditate on vitakka, the natures of vitakka come into manifesting in this way. So you find vitakka in this way. Oh, vitakka is not other things. It is the natures of bringing chaita towards object. You find out the natures of vitakka. Okay? Vitakka brings chaita towards the object, like a vehicle. Through vitakka, chaita ascend on object. Okay? That is called ananaya aramani chaitasa ananaya pachupatthano. In many texts explain about that. In Pali, chaitasa abhinirupana. We explain vitakka, it's Pali explain Majjhimanikaya chaitasa Abhi Niropana. That is the explanations of vitakka. Explain the natures of vitakka. Vitakka is not other things, it is chitasa abhi niropana. It is make a send chaita to the object. Abhi niropana means placing chaita to on the object. Place chaita on object. So chaita is abhinirupana. If so, we should consider about that. And there is explanations of Majjhimanikaya commentaries. Commentary on Majjhimanikaya. Vitakka Sandhana Sutta. So, according to it, if there is a vitakka, when vitakka arises, that vitakka make chaita ascend to object. If there is no vitakka, who will make ascend chaita? Who will make chaita ascend to object? We should consider not all chaitas associated with the vitakkas, only some chaitas associated with the vitakka. For example, unconsciousness has no vitakka, never associated with vitakka. Unconsciousness, ear consciousness, tongue consciousness, nose consciousness, body consciousness, these 10 vijnanas associated with the only 7 universal chaitasika. Okay? There is no vitakka. That is one thing. Then if you successfully practice samatha meditation, first using the first jhana stage. Then, if you increase your concentration, you can attain second jhana stage, third jhana stage, okay? Fourth jhana stage, fifth jhana stage. So second jhana stage, since the second jhana stage, no vidyakas associate. If so, these chetas, how to ascend to the object? How to ascend on the object? That is the question. If a vidyaka make cheta ascend on object, if it, those who are those chetas that does not associate, do not associate with the cheta, how to ascend to on object? The answer is attano dhammatayeva, according to all nature. All nature. Attano dhammatayeva. Yeah. According to their nature, this is a naturally dhammata yeva. Amato dhammataya. Atano yeva dhammataya. Atano yeva dhammataya. Dhammata means all nature. But vibhavini tiga. Vibhavini tiga. The work of Venerable Sumangala of Sri Lanka monks. Asian Palanarua period, Vibhavani Tiga, Psychometry on Vidamata Sangha. Its answer is like that. Parichayena, Parichaya. Parichaya means experience. Through experience, the other chetas ascend to object, ascend on object. That is the explanation of Vibhavani Tiga, Abhidhammata Vibhavani Tiga. That is also reasonable because of Paricheya. Paricheya means experience. True experience are also possible. Isn't that? If you practice Vipassana meditation very long time, you have many experience, anywhere you can practice. Because you have practice. Anyway, not difficult for like the beginners. Beginners has very difficult to control their mind to contemplate Dhamma. But those who have experience for 1 year, 20 years, 30 years, they have experience. Easily can do everything, isn't that? Who have experience to drive a car for 20 years, 30 years, very easy to drive a car. For the beginner, it's very difficult to drive a car. Experience also possible. That's the paricheya. Paricheya means vidyaka arises, vidyaka experience in cheta. Therefore, cheta associated with vidyaka. Cheta itself have experience because of he ever joined with vidyakas. Before together with vidyaka, cheta before together with vidyaka ascend on the object. When there is no vidyaka, it ascends on object itself because of experience, yeah, awareness object. That is you see. Sometimes you see side effect. It's own nature, it's this one, own nature. Chaita's own nature's awareness. But through experience, he can climb, ascend. Isn't that? Some people has no eye. They're blind. But very wonderfully done, sometimes they can see hearing by hearing. Because ear is performed in two words. Do you believe me? I have the very funny stories. Yes. Maybe if you research If you seriously study, you can find. In our village areas, there is a person who got blind, who can see. But his hearing is very good. Listening power is very good. Someone walk, he can call his name. This, he has the power of eye. He has power of eye. He has two, what is it? Two bulls. They are the villagers and cultivators, farmers. They use to plow. They use the bull, the oxen to plow their farm. There are two oxen. When he feed these, the one ox attacks the other. At that time, he shout, calling his name, but he is blind, revealing his name. Don't do like that, black. Don't do like that, yellow. That is very wonderful. If that is possible, Jada also possible. Jada is just awareness of an object. But if experience, he can feel experience with Vedana, like a Vedana, okay? He can ascend the, on the object like a Vitekha. Is it possible? Yeah. This is an amazing life. Yeah, very wonderful. Yes.
I didn't understand the question.
Which one?
Is not connected to seeing consciousness.
Do you remember the highway jnana chaitas? Do you remember highway jnana chaitas? Eye consciousness, ear consciousness, tongue consciousness, these highway jnana chaitas. These highway jnana chaitas associate with only seven universal chaitasikas, not other chaitasikas. Therefore, they are lack of vitaka. Vitaka is a six growth, okay? In six, not universal. You know? But later I will explain these are not associations and not explained yet, okay? But you should notice this one. Ten vijnana chaitas do not associate with. They associate with only seven universal chaitasikas. Seven universal chaitasikas, as you know, hasa, vedana, sanya, chetana, ekagata, jivitainariya, manasikara, only seven. They do not associate with the vitaka, vichara, and so on. Okay? Therefore, this chaita has no vitaka. They also perceive awareness of their object. So manasikaras are, you see, just to write, not placing, just to write. Direct means only directs, you see, towards it, not placing onto object. So it's a different function. Okay? If you realize the nature of Dhamma, analyze, to analyze all the nature of Dhamma is very difficult. If you realize like that, it is unsatisfied. You improve. Isn't that? Yeah. You should understand like that. I'm consciousness just seeing. cannot classify and cannot know that is a tree, that is a cannot know, only just a possibility object. It's very weak. That is, according to thought process, they are unknown, cannot be known easily. Only Jhavana stage is appeared. Everything we notice in Jhavana place, like generators. Many chaitas are necessary to repeat, thrice repeat. Only unconsciousness is not powerful. But without unconsciousness, I cannot receive the object, cannot aware of the object. But don't think unconsciousness sees, sees and knows that is a tree, that is a building, that is no. Unconsciousness is just aware of the object. No, never know. Only just to see it. The other process is necessary. So because of only one is impossible, like a movie picture, that is just only one part. Okay? Just only one part. You should think about a movie picture and a generator. If you contemplate a movie picture and a generator. When generators a thousands of rounds, it can produce electricity. Okay? And only one round, two rounds, it cannot. That is only one part. Seeing of eye consciousness is only one part. Very moment, short moment. But without it, it's also impossible. There are many parts. Do you see, you have an experience to see in the, what is it, the cartoon movie? Yeah, to speak is, how many pictures is it to be drawn? Many pictures, only one action, so many pictures are necessary to draw. Then join it together, it is move like a sentient beings. Like that, our mental thought process also is this way. Okay? If you contemplate it like that, you can understand easily. Chaita is so quick, just now you can get to your countries, your home, without a passport, without a crossing immigrations, without an aeroplane. No need to pay. Isn't that? Mine is so quick. Mine is so quick. Mental movement is so quick. Okay, that is Vitaka. Now you can guess Vitaka. So through the Vitaka, depending on Vitaka, Chitta attends to towards an object. On object. Vitaka bring chaita towards the object. Okay? Then, let us study about the Vitakas. Vitakas have been into three. Mecha Vitaka and first classification is Mecha Vitaka, Sama Vitaka. After that, Mecha Vitaka is classified into three, Sama Vitaka is classified into three, altogether six. Number one is Kama Vitaka. Number two is Vyapara Vitaka. Number three is Vihesa Vitaka. Kama Vitaka, Vyavara Vitaka, Vihesa Vitaka. Okay? Just as translation, Kama Vitaka means sensual thought. Sensual thought. thought, sense of thought. Japada vidaka, hateful thought. Okay? Vihesa vidaka, cruel thought. Vihesa vidaka, cruel thought, cruel. Cruel thought. Okay? So, karma means sense pleasure. Vyavara means, you know, this vyavara is a dosa, hatred. Here, hateful thought. Vihesa means cruel. Okay? Cruel thought. These three thoughts are called mecha vidaka, wrong thoughts. Why they are wrong? It's a cause to evil effect. Therefore, it is wrong. Okay? Cause evil effect within us, within others, through these thoughts. Therefore, they are called wrong thought, mecha vidaka. Karma vidaka, this is just a translation. We should know like that. According to commentary explains karma vidaka, the karma pati sanyodo vidaka. Okay, just I explain it. Karma pati sanyodo vidaka means thought associated with the sense of pleasure. Okay? Thought of sense of pleasure is the karma vidaka. Thoughts of sense of pleasure. That is, many people's experience, I have a thought to see beautiful pictures, beautiful movies. I have thought to listen to beautiful sound or sweet sound. Such ideas are called karma vidaka. Okay? For enjoyment, for pleasure, on seeing, on hearing, on smelling, on tasting, on touching, that is called, such a thought is called karma vidaka. That is in our human daily life. That is very simple. Nobody think that is wrong. Isn't that? Nobody think it is wrong. Because of that is a human nature. Everybody trying to have sense of pleasure. They are searching for sense of pleasures. Isn't that? They are working hard to get a sense of pleasure. To get a sense of pleasure. Sometimes the sense of pleasures can be found in their home. Sometimes they cannot be there, therefore they go outside. There are some people who are on date. Because of sense of pleasure, they are searching for sense of pleasure. I saw a movie picture when I was in Sri Lanka. This is the love boat. Did you see the pictures of the love boat? You know, the love boat. Because they cannot find a sense of pleasure in the home, their home. Therefore, they went out and searching for a sense of pleasure on the boat. That is called the love boat. Yes, you see, this is very simple. Very simple. People don't know that is evil. That is evil action. Nobody think that is evil action. That is our human right, they say. This is my own right. This is in my own life. Every day, we tend not to burn, not to go there. If someone not consented to go there, then we say, I have no right. They shout against their mother or father, I have no right. I have not my life. They think that is their life. Isn't that? They think that is their life. Don't violate my right. Because of that is a human nature. But according to Dhamma knowledge, this sense of pleasure, the power of sense of pleasure is wrong thought. It's a cause to arise evil result. Okay? Nobody blame who have a thought of pleasure. Nobody blame. There's no law to send there's no law who commit to sense of pleasure to send the cult. Isn't that? Because that is a human nature, like human nature. But in the Dhamma knowledge, it is wrong thing. It's a wrong thing. The Buddha says that is a panyaya nirodhikar. Panya nirodhikar. It's a make cessation of knowledge. That is the meaning. Through such a thought, you cannot have Dhamma knowledge. Your Dhamma knowledge disappears. That is the meaning. Your knowledge is disappear. Dhamma nirodhiko, it makes knowledge cease. Panya, yeah. Panya nirodhiko. It cannot cause peace also. And upasama sanghudanika, not upasama sanghudanika. Cannot cause, cannot bring peace. But many people are searching for peace. I want to stay, I want to live peaceful life, he says. But with such a thought, cannot live peaceful life. Inside there is anxiety. Suppose impossible. You see, there's a story, there's one sutta. You know, who's the donors of Jetavana? Anatta Benika, the rich man, the Panga man, rich man, Anatta Benika Suttata. One day, Suttata approached the Buddha and asked a question. The time is in the morning, just morning. Therefore, he asked a question. Vinaribhosa, could you sleep peacefully at night? He asked such a question. So the Buddha says, I'm always peaceful. Some people think they are sleeping in beautiful buildings, very nice, and bedroom, and there are many facilities. When there's a summer, there's aircon. When there's a winter, there's a heater. Very beautiful, very, very high facilities they sleep. They think, I'm sleeping peaceful life, but not inside worried because he has lower dosa moha. Therefore, it's always what will happen tomorrow. Where I must go to. He's searching for the company. Not peaceful life. The Buddha said, wherever I sleep, I'm a peaceful life. Because within me, there's no lobha, no dosa, no moha. There's no worry about the death. So the Buddha said, I'm always a peaceful life. So at that time, this Anatta Benika said, Vinaribhosa, now it's very, very cold. Now winter is very cold. You are sitting under a tree, there's no leaf. How you get peaceful? Because inside the Buddha there is no kilesa, therefore peacefulness. As long as within us we keep kilesa within us, we cannot have peaceful life. Definitely, surely. Isn't that? Surely we cannot get peaceful life. So, very nice Buddha's answers. So we must try to have such a life, to practice the dhammas for that purpose. Not for the purpose of ascent of decay, ascent of death, not for the purpose. After we are born, we must die suddenly. Death is a certainty. But before death, we can avoid worry. That is how we practice the dhamma. Why we practice dhamma? Okay? Why we practice dhamma? For the purpose of that. Is it that? What is your intention? To practice meditation? To learn dhamma? Do you have a good attention? Very good attention. Okay. To remove. After right understanding, we can remove which are evil things. First, we must try to realize which are evil things, which are good things. By cultivating good things, we should remove evil things. Simultaneously, by cultivating virtues, by cultivating good within us, we can remove evil. Isn't that? The Lord Buddha always said, "Sapapapasa akaranam kusala supasambra." That is the meaning. Okay, like it, light and dark, they cannot exist together, cannot be coexist, cannot be exist simultaneously. Where there's a light, there's no dark. Where there's a darkness, there's no light. Where there's akusala, there's no kusala. Where there's evil, there's no good. Where there's good, there's no evil. Isn't that? So, by cultivating good, we should remove, we can remove evil. So, karma vitaka. You experience karma vitaka. Number one, it's like human nature, so nobody blames about it. But second and third, people think that is very bad person. Okay? Vyavara vitaka, hateful thought. We dislike someone, we hate him. Such a thought, it is vyavara vitaka. So vyavara vitaka means vyavara patisayodo vitaka, thought with hatred, thought with hatred. The thought depends on hate, okay? The thought depends on hate, thought of hate, thought of hatred. That is vyavara vitaka. That is also lead to harm to others or to himself. Some people are through vyavara, got depression and commit to suicide. Just harm to himself because of vyavara vitaka. Okay? Commit to suicide. Commit to murder because of vyavara vitaka. More and more, it's very harmful. Now it is, do you know what has happened? There are some countries who keep in the atom weapons, very powerful weapons, with the hatred thought. They are holding the powerful weapons. So, that is vyavara vitaka. Then this one, vihe, or vihe sa vitaka. cruel thought. So Vyavahara Vitakka means when Vyavahara Vitakka's influence with, on our mind, at that time there is no loving kindness. No loving kindness and no metta arises within us. When cruel thought influences us, there is no karuna within us. Okay? As long as a cruel thought arises within us, there's no karuna arises within us. Absence of karuna, that is called vihinda vitakka. Okay, there's some more information next lecture sideways, right? Today have afternoon lectures? Okay, let me stop.